Jesus warns us that in the perilous last days, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even God's elect. Our Lord warns us of false so-called Christs and false prophets who will be so cunning and convincing as to deceive all except the very elect people of God. The Bible intimates billions will be deceived and eternally lost.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace podcast. Today, we're going to continue our little study, which we've done the last few weeks, inside my brand new book, which is called Pertaining to Life and Godliness. And today's lesson and chapter is entitled Counterfeits, False Religions, and False Spirituality. Let me ask you, if a self-proclaimed guru or spiritual leader or prophet, so-called, suddenly came on the scene and began drawing crowds with dynamic messages, seemingly working astonishing signs and wonders, miracles, bringing down fire from the sky and revealing your personal secrets, would you believe in him or her? Should you believe? Your eternal destiny just might be tied directly to your ability to discern between true and false prophets. Thus, it's very important to know what the Bible really says about what is solidly grounded in Scripture and what is counterfeit. Are there true prophets in our day? Think about it. Are there true prophets in New Testament times that we're living in? And in these last days? The answer is, absolutely there are prophets. Yes, people with real prophetic gifts, both men and women, will prophesy in the last days, says Joel 2:28 through 32. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 tells us, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." The Lord Jesus Christ placed the ministry gift of prophets in his church, along with four other ministry offices: apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. That's in Ephesians 4, verses 7 through 11. Why did Jesus place these five offices in the church? For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. That's Ephesians 4, 12. Our Lord gave all five gifts, ministry offices, for the equipping of the saints. The equipping of the Lord's last day's church would not be possible if any of these five gifts is missing. Think about that. None of these offices have passed away. Throughout the pages of the Bible, the gift of prophecy was not limited only to men. In addition to many men who had the gift of prophecy, God also gave the gift of at least eight. He gave this gift, I should say, to at least eight women. Anna, in Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. He also gave it to Miriam in Exodus chapter 15, to Deborah in Judges 4, verse 4, to Huldah in 2 Kings chapter 22. And he gave it to the four daughters of Philip the evangelist in Acts 21, verses 8 and 9. These gifts will remain until God's people are all unified, mature believers, which, of course, will be at the end of time. As the Bible says, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect, or a mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 13. Prophets do not express their own private opinions in spiritual matters. No, no. Their thoughts come from the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21 tells us that prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So God speaks to prophets in three different ways: through dreams, through visions, and face to face. The Holy Spirit gives us the methods by which he speaks to the prophet in Numbers 12, verses 6 and 8. Those verses tell us, if there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. I speak with him face to face. So how do we discern between true and false prophets? Well, the following six Bible points that I'm going to give you provide the physical evidence of a true prophet. Not all of these six always appear together, though. The vision of a prophet may indeed be genuine without manifesting all six evidences at once. The first one is, a true prophet may lose physical strength when ministering. That's found in Daniel 10, verse 8. A true prophet may receive supernatural strength, as found in Daniel 10, verses 18 and 19. There may be no breath in the body, Daniel 10, verse 17. A true prophet is able to speak boldly, Daniel 10, verse 16. A true prophet may not be aware of earthly surroundings in that moment, found in Daniel chapter 10 and 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 through 4. A true prophet's eyes will be open, Numbers 24, verse 4. If miracles are wrought by the hands of a prophet, is that proof positive that he or she is of God? Well, not necessarily. In some cases, they are spirits of demons performing lying signs, as found in Revelation 16, verse 14. See, Satan and his emissaries also have power to work lying signs and miracles. Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 through 5, and Revelation 13, verses 13 and 14. Jesus warns us that in the perilous last days, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even God's elect. Matthew 24, 24. Our Lord warns us of false so-called Christs and false prophets who will be so cunning and convincing as to deceive all except the very elect people of God. The Bible intimates billions will be deceived and eternally lost. How does one determine if a prophet is true or false? Well, we must test their teachings and conduct by the Word of God. If their teachings and behavior deviate from Scripture, they are false, and there is no light in them. Isaiah 8, verse 20 tells us, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Are there specific kinds of false prophets specifically identified and condemned within the pages of the Bible? Oh, yes. Yes, there are. There certainly are. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 12, and Revelation 21, verse 8, speak against these following types of false prophets. They are soothsayers. Those are fortune tellers. Sorcerers. Those are individuals who are believed to have magical powers or the ability to perform magical feats. A sorcerer is one who has learned these different abilities from another, perceived to be a master, so-called, in their field. Then there are mediums that the Bible talks about and against. Mediums. Those are individuals who claim to communicate and channel, act as a host for the spirits of the dead. Mediums are also known as spiritists in modern times. Then there are those who practice witchcraft, also known as witches. These are individuals interested in developing the ability to engage with supernatural powers and do so by casting spells, using different methods of divination, ways to tell the future through various spirits, or worshiping, or somehow engaging with nature. Then the Bible preaches against those who interpret omens. These are individuals who use different charms, natural methods, or in order to read signs about the future. And then there are female or male psychics, often identified as witches, soothsayers, or mediums in the Bible. A psychic is someone who they're believed to perceive things beyond the natural senses. Psychics may perform magic feats or they're believed to do so by the senses, such as telepathy or future predictions. They supposedly communicate with the dead, such as a medium does. They use aids such as tarot cards or crystals, or engage in paranormal investigations, such as with so-called ghost hunters. The Bible speaks firmly against all of these. All of these are sin. Most of these false prophets claim to have contact with spirits of the dead. That's a lie. The Bible clearly states that the dead cannot be contacted by the living. Those supposed spirits of the dead are in reality what the Bible calls familiar spirits. What's that? They literally are demonic spirits. They're demons that mimic and impersonate human beings that were once alive on the earth. We see that in Leviticus 19, 31, chapter 20, verse 6, and Revelation 16, verses 13 and 14. Crystal balls, Ouija boards, palm reading, astrology, reading tea leaves, and conjuring, and supposedly talking with the spirits of the so-called dead are not God's ways of communicating with people. The Bible plainly teaches and warns that all such things are an abomination unto God. Deuteronomy 18, verse 12. And even worse, those who continue to be involved will be shut out of the kingdom of heaven. We see that in Galatians chapter 5. Verses 19 through 21, and Revelation 21, verse 8, Revelation 22, verses 14 and 15. What is the work of a true prophet now? The work of a true prophet of God is primarily to serve, bless, and edify. That means build up the church. The word of God is clear. Although a prophet's message may sometimes edify the general public, the primary purpose of prophecy is to serve the church. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22 tells us that prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. In the epistle of 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 18, the Apostle Paul likens the gifts that Jesus gave the church to parts of the human body. What part of the body best represents the gift of prophecy? Since a prophet was originally called a seer, that is, one who can see into the future, the eyes would best represent the gift of prophecy. 1 Samuel 9:9 tells us, "Formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he spoke thus, 'Come, let us go to the seer.' For he who is now called a prophet was formerly called a seer." Dear one, it's been said that prophecy would be considered the eyes of the church. A church without the gift of prophecy would be considered blind. There are blind leaders of the blind, the Bible says. Jesus said that. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Matthew 15:14. So the Bible plainly teaches that God's end-time church will come short in no gift, which means it must have all of the gifts: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And this includes the gift of prophecy, 1 Corinthians 1:5-8. Now, Revelation 12:17 points out that the church of the last days will have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 19:10 says, "The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." The testimony of Jesus means the words of a prophet are from Jesus. We are to regard the words of a true prophet as a special and direct message from the Lord to us. Any mocking or bringing reproach upon a true prophet is oh so dangerous. It is the same as bringing reproach upon Jesus, who sends and guides them. It's no wonder that the Bible warns, "Do my prophets no harm." Psalm 105:15. As we close out this podcast today, I want to leave you with the Bible's qualifications for a true prophet. These qualifications are as follows. First, live a godly life. Matthew 7:15-20. Next, be called to service by God himself. Isaiah 6:1-10, Jeremiah 1:5-10, and Amos 7:14-15. Next, speak and write in harmony with the Bible. That's in Isaiah 8:19-20. Predict events that come true. That's pretty obvious, isn't it? Deuteronomy 18:20-22. And a true prophet will have visions. Numbers 12:6. The Apostle Paul gives a 3-point command in regard to a prophet and prophecy. In 1 Thessalonians 5:20-21, he says, "Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good." Oh, dear one, the Lord Jesus Christ counted the rejection of a true prophet as rejecting the will of God in Luke 7:28-30. Further, he stated that spiritual prosperity hinges upon believing his prophets. 2 Chronicles 20:20. You will deepen in love for Jesus, experience a vibrant new excitement for Scripture, and gain a fresh understanding of Bible prophecies when you listen to those with a genuine gift of prophecy. They are around today. They truly are. Remember, Jesus said he would bless his church in the last days with helpful prophetic messages that are in agreement with the Bible. This is exciting, dear ones. He is doing everything heaven can do for his people in these last days. The Lord intends to save his people and take them into the eternal heavenly kingdom. Those who faithfully follow him are guaranteed entrance to heaven forever. Praise God. Now that's good news. Ha ha. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for listening today. I am so glad that you're listening. Again, we've been teaching these last several weeks from my latest book. It's called Pertaining to Life and Godliness. Again, you can find it at Amazon in paperback and in Kindle formats, or just go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Pastors, if you're listening, I would ask you to please prayerfully consider inviting me to come and speak at your church. I've been preaching the last 10 years all across the United States, in many different states and cities. And God has been doing some wonderful things in our meetings. Lots of people have given their lives to Jesus. Others have been saved. Of course, they've been saved. But healed, baptized in the Holy Spirit, even delivered from various bondages. Praise God. So please do go to our website and look at the testimonials page of many pastors who have given testimonials about our ministry. And please feel free to contact those pastors if you have questions about our ministry. Thank you for listening. If this podcast is helping you, if it's a blessing to you, I would ask you to please also prayerfully consider just sowing some seed into the good ground of Your Place of Grace Ministries. You can go to our website or our app, click on the donate button, and sow seed into the good ground of our ministry. God is moving, and He's using us. I'm not tooting my own horn, but neither am I a novice. I've been in ministry 25 years now, in full-time ministry in the Assemblies of God. God is using this ministry to reach people in person and through this pandemic, through our podcasts. God is good. Amen. Check us out. Check us out. Our app or on our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriages, families, and homes. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.